high pressure, centered over the lower Hudson River Valley of New York, will build slowly to the south and east during the next few days, and it will bring dry weather conditions to our region. The National Weather Service forecast for Philadelphia and nearby portions of southeastern Pennsylvania, southern New Jersey, and northern Delaware. This afternoon, sunny, high in the upper 70s, east wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, low around 50 degrees, light and variable wind. Thursday, mostly sunny, high in the low to mid 80s. The extended forecast for the period Friday through Sunday, fair Friday and Saturday, a chance of showers Sunday. Highs in the low to mid 80s Friday, near 80 degrees Saturday, and in the mid to upper 70s Sunday. Lows around 60 degrees each day. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, sunny skies were being reported throughout southeastern Pennsylvania, southern New Jersey, and northern Delaware. At Philadelphia's International Airport, the temperature was 75 degrees, the dew point 40, the relative humidity 28%. The wind from the northeast at 12 miles per hour, the barometric pressure holding steady at 30.45 inches. Some other temperatures at 1 p.m., Atlantic City 55 degrees, Pomona 67, Millville 72, LaGuardia Air Force Base 72, Lakehurst 73, Trenton 71, Northeast Philadelphia Airport and Willow Grove 72, Allentown 71, Reading 73, Lancaster 69, Harrisburg 67, Wilmington 69, Dover 64. Other weather reports from outside of our listening area at 1 p.m. Pittsburgh, sunny and a temperature of 74 degrees. Scranton, sunny 75. Williamsport, sunny 75. Baltimore, sunny 68. New York City, sunny and a temperature of 75 degrees. The marine forecast for Manasquan Inlet to Cape Hamilton out to 20 nautical miles. Today, east wind 15 to 20 knots. Tonight, east wind 10 to 15 knots. Thursday, northeast wind 10 to 15 knots, diminishing during the course of the day. Seas are expected to be 3 to 5 feet this afternoon and 2 to 4 feet tonight and Thursday. On Delaware Bay this afternoon, east wind 10 to 15 knots. Tonight, east wind 10 to 15 knots. Thursday, variable wind 10 knots or less. For this afternoon, seas are expected to be 2 to 5 feet with the highest seas near the mouth of the bay. Seas are expected to be 2 to 3 feet tonight and 1 to 3 feet on Thursday. At Atlantic City, low tide 4:42 this afternoon. The next high tide, 11:05 this evening, following low tide 5:38 a.m. Thursday. The ocean water temperature at Atlantic City is in the mid-50s. On the Delaware River at Philadelphia, high tide 5:24 this afternoon. The next low tide, 12:09 a.m. Thursday, following high tide 5:34 a.m. Weather lore, an enormous collection of proverbs and adages, has been carried down from generation to generation. Early man could not establish cause and effect relationships, but he was able to make some deductions about recurrent phenomena. While much of it is nonsense, products of ignorance, imagination, and whimsy, some weather lore shows connections to factors now considered scientific. From time to time, we will be broadcasting some of these proverbs. For a start, how valid is the saying, "Red sky in the morning, sailors take warning." There are many proverbs which warn of rain in the event of a morning red sky. There's an element of scientific basis for the proverb because a red sun commonly indicates the presence of the essential rain elements, dust, and moisture. There are, of course, many other factors, but it is sufficient to give the proverb more than just a chance basis. And, of course, you've all heard, "In like a lion, out like a lamb." This proverb is one of many which seem to stress a comparison of contrasts. It usually refers to the month of March and probably reflects the fact that the early part of March often retains the bluster of winter, while the latter part of the month tapers generally into occasional mild periods. It's scientifically inaccurate to say, however, that if the first day of March is stormy, then the last day will be pleasantly mild. Another saying, "Is clear moon frost soon?" If the moon is clear, that is the atmosphere, clear and cloud-free, the surface of the earth will cool rapidly by radiation. And if no wind exists, the temperature, and the temperature is low enough, frost may well form. It is one of the proverbs that has more than a strand of scientific basis. This is Weather Radio in Philadelphia, bringing you the latest in National Weather Service warnings and information 24 hours a day.